Coming up on episode number 482, it's a tribute to Jack White of the White Stripes and the Raconteurs, whose birthday it is tomorrow. He was born in 1975, so let's celebrate by hearing some covers by and of White Stripes and the Raconteurs. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hula. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's July 8th, 2008. My name is Brandon, and welcome to another cover story. Did I say welcome? Greetings from Coverville, right? Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville, where I pick an artist and then play you several interpretations of that artist's music or interpretations by that artist of others' music. Tonight, it's Jack White of the White Stripes and Raconteurs. We're going to be featuring a lot of covers of White Stripes and then a couple Raconteurs-related covers. On today's show, we are going to get started with a White Stripes cover, and a very prominent one. This is one that came out a few years ago, back in 2003, and is of the White Stripes covers of the White Stripes. It's certainly the most mainstream, the most familiar to the average listener. It's a very soulful cover, a gender switch here. Joss Stone's version of Fell in Love with a Girl. Her version is, of course, titled Fell in Love with a Boy, and it comes from her 2003 album, The Soul Sessions. Here's Joss Stone.
I said it once before, but it bears repeating.
Hi, Brian. This is Scott from Chicago. I just wanted to call and make a suggestion for a White Stripes cover story. The Flaming Lips recently did a cover of their Seven Nation Army, and Jack Johnson has a cover of You and Me Are Gonna Be Friends on the Curious George album. White Stripes themselves have also done a number of covers, including Keegan and Sarah and Dolly Parton. Just thought you might like to know. Bye.
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree, we can rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. We safely walk to school without a sound. Well, here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell, nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball, then back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. The teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass, 'cause we don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. The teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes it when you sing. Tonight I'll dream in my bed while silly thoughts run through my head of the bugs in alphabet. And when I wake tomorrow, I'll bet you and I will walk together again. 'Cause I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Finger and make a sound.
My Doorbell, performed there by the Long Goners, kind of a saloon version of the White Stripes original. That comes from an album called Indie Translations of the White Stripes, a tribute which came out in 2002, a bunch of indie artists getting together to do their covers of White Stripes. Before that, We're Going to Be Friends by Jack Johnson. That comes from the soundtrack to the movie Curious George, which came out in 2006. The album title is Sing-Alongs and Lullabies for the film Curious George. Very cool to hear a White Stripes cover done for a movie like Curious George. I think that's awesome. But when you hear the lyrics to that song and the performance there by Jack Johnson, it does fit with the style of the movie. And then we started off with another mainstream cover there, Fell in Love with a Boy by Joss Stone from her 2003 album, The Soul Sessions. And it's a very polarizing cover. There's a lot of people out there who don't like her version of the White Stripes song, and there are a lot of people out there who do. I happen to be in the latter camp. I really do like her cover of that song. I think it's very, it's got a groove to it that isn't in the original and wouldn't fit with the original. And if the White Stripes, like the video for Fell in Love with a Girl, was Lego, then this version is Play-Doh. All right, let's get to the sponsor for Coverville today. It is Audible.com. Of course, get your free audiobook, get a free membership to Audible.com. Try it out. Go to audiblepodcasts.com/Coverville. And try it out. See what you think. Get a free download, and you might have a recommendation, much like Sam does. Sam says, I wanted to recommend a book that is available on Audible.com called Variable Star, written by Spider Robinson from a detailed outline of a book that was never finished by Robert Heinlein. While I haven't read the print version, the audio version is interesting in that Spider reads it and performs a song which Heinlein wrote partial lyrics for and which David Crosby finished. If not the absolute best book written by either Spider or Heinlein, it is unique as a piece of science fiction history facilitated with loving care by two artists who are themselves fans of the great Robert Anson Heinlein. It was fun to hear and is more in the style of the Heinlein juveniles than later interesting Heinlein. And Robinson is a really good reader, and his afterword about the evolution of the project is very enjoyable because you can really hear the passion for the project in his voice. Thank you, Sam. We will get something out of the Coverville Prize Closet for you and get that shipped out to you. Like I said, try out Audible for free, absolutely free, just by going to coverville.com and clicking on any of the Audible links there, either the banner or the link in the show notes, or you can just point your browser directly to audiblepodcast.com/Coverville. All right, let's continue on with the music. So now I took care of the mainstream covers that you've heard, the Joss Stone and the Jack Johnson. Let's go ahead and get into some deeper cuts here. This first one is Glam Beats Corporation. It comes from an album last year called Sunlight Kisses. This is a song that, of all of the White Stripes tunes, I think is the most covered. This one is the most covered. Seven Nation Army. And I had a really hard time deciding which version to play because I've played a couple on the show before, so I wanted to play something new. And I wanted to play something that did take the song in a different direction. This one, without a doubt, does. It's Glam Beats Corporation, Seven Nation Army. Infidels from their album Girl That Speaks No Words came out in 2006 with that cover of The Wreck on Tour, Steady As She Goes, which is Jack White's other band besides the White Stripes. It's the one that he is very adamant about putting forward as a full band and not a Jack White side project or a White Stripes spinoff. In interviews regarding The Wreck on Tour, he doesn't allow for any questions about the White Stripes. I mean, he likes to keep that as forefront as much as the White Stripes, which I think is really good. I think it's very cool that he does that, especially when it pertains to the other members of The Wreck on Tour. Steady As She Goes, again by The Infidels from Girl That Speaks No Words from 2006. Before that, The Wreck on Tour themselves with a cover of The Undertones' Teenage Kicks. That comes from a BBC Radio 1 established 1967 collection from last year, 2007. Interestingly enough, that Undertones' original, Teenage Kicks, was BBC DJ, great legendary DJ, John Peel. It was his favorite song, The Undertones' original version of Teenage Kicks. And then we start off that set with Seven Nation Army by the Glam Beats Corporation from their 2007 album, Sunlight Kisses. All right, raising money here for the Coverville 500 concert. If you're not going to be able to make it to go out and see this landmark event out in Las Vegas, I can understand, you know, some of you are in foreign countries or the military services serving our fine nation. But the rest of you have no excuse. Just kidding. If you're not able to make the concert, but you do want to make a donation and you want to get some cool stuff in the process, simply donate $30 or more to my PayPal account. Make sure to include your address in your PayPal donation, and I will send you a DVD or multiple DVDs of the first 500 shows of Coverville. These will obviously go out after the 500th show is recorded, but get your orders in now because it will be a limited time thing. I'm only going to do this from now until August 15th. So go to coverville.com, click on the PayPal button, make a donation of $30 or more, and then as soon as episode 500 is in the bag, I will send you out a DVD containing every episode of Coverville thus far. And that is a lot of listening. I mean, that is gigabytes and gigabytes and gigabytes of stuff. Maybe this has to be on Blu-ray. I don't know. All right. No, it won't be. Don't worry. I won't put this on Blu-ray. Okay, let's go ahead and get back to the music. Let's do an originalville here with a song that was done very well by the White Stripes. Very, very much in their style, their cover. And so a lot of people don't realize that it was originally done by another artist. And boy, I've been playing a lot of Dusty Springfield lately, but let's do it again. This comes from a collection that I picked up called Uncovered, which features the original versions of a lot of songs. Came out in 2003, a great import if you like this kind of thing. And it is Dusty Springfield's original version of I Just Don't Know What to Do with Myself.
Just don't know what to do with myself. Don't know just what to do with myself. I'm so used to doing everything with you, planning everything for two. And now that we're through, I just don't know what to do with my time. So lonesome for you, it's a crime. Going to a movie only makes me sad. Parties make me feel as bad when I'm not with you. I just don't know what to do. Like a summer rose needs a sun. Together. Tell your mama that you're somebody new.
trap shooting pallbearers. Let a chorus girl sing me a song.
From his album, How to Grow a Woman from the Ground, that's Chris Tile and his cover of the White Stripes' Dead Leaves and the Dirty Ground, which is going to wrap up this edition of Coverville. Before that, you heard St. James Infirmary Blues. Now, that was performed by the White Stripes on their very first album, which came out in 1999. The original is listed as traditional, although Louis Armstrong, I think, was the person who first popularized that particular song, and his version was just called St. James Infirmary, as were a lot of the versions after his. But the White Stripes version is called St. James Infirmary Blues. And then we start off the set with an originalville, Dusty Springfield's original version of I Just Don't Know What to Do with Myself. And you'll find that on, I'm sure, on her greatest hits albums, as well as a compilation called Uncovered from 2003. Well, let's say that I did not play a White Stripes cover that you really wanted to hear. How do you tell me? How do you get in touch with me? Do you open a window and yell and hope that I've got my window open too? No. There's a much easier way. Email me at coverville@gmail.com. Call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or on the forums at www.coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday with another duo that's getting the cover story treatment, the Pet Shop Boys, in honor of Neil Tennant's birthday on Thursday, I believe it is. So listen for some Pet Shop Boys covers and covers by the Pet Shop Boys. Of course, if you have a request for that, get it in quick. Get it in the next day, because I'll start assembling that show on Thursday morning. After that, it's the All Request Show on Sunday, and the whole week just starts all over again. So stick around and enjoy what you hear. I hope you do. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com.